Welcome to the Bo Sanchez Podcast. And my prayer is that through these powerful messages, you will live an abundant life. This podcast is powered by the Abundance Network.
Make it simple. Simplify. Albert Einstein said that the fool can actually make simple things complicated. That's their work. But the real genius is somebody who can simplify the complicated. When people come up to me and they tell me their problems, one of my roles is not to tell them what to do. I basically clarify the complications. And it's true, when you're immersed in a problem, it is so easy to be so confused because of the many moving parts. But from an outsider's perspective, it is really easy to say, to spot the one or two things that you need to do. Let me give you a very graphic example. So I received this long and rambling letter from a woman who told me that 2 years ago she had a big debt, big amount of money, and she started paying every month, and that was fine until a few months ago there was an emergency and she could not pay anymore. And that's when things became rocky. The creditors started, you know, running after her, calling her up, and she began to have sleepless nights. And then of course, the penalties went up, the interest went up. And so the debt became bigger and bigger, and she started experiencing high blood pressure, and then she started getting sick. She could not focus on her work. Her boss noticed that, warned her, and told her she better shape up or she might lose her job, which made her even more scared. And she told me in the letter, you know, I'm 43 years old. If I lose this job, I won't be able to pay the debt, and then I'll not be able to get a new job because of my age. On and on and on it went. And then at the very end, she says, "Brother Bo, I have not told anyone about my debt. My husband does not know. My mom does not know. My dad does not know. My siblings." And then I was reading that letter, and you know, from an outsider's perspective, it was so clear what she had to do. But in her letter, again and again, "Brother Bo, I don't know what to do. I don't know what to do. I don't know what to do," because of the fear and the worry and the anguish. But from an outsider's perspective, I said, step one. It was so simple. Of course, I'm from the outside, right? But in a firm way, I wrote back to her and I said, "Look, you have to tell your husband. That's what marriage is all about. Do you have a good relationship with your husband? If you do have, then I know he's gonna get angry, but you have to tell him, and you have to ask for forgiveness, and you have to go to your parents, and you have to tell them also about the problem, because right now you are a wreck psychologically, and what you need now are the people who love you, who will forgive you, and who will say, 'Let us help you get out of this difficulty.'" My friend, I'm just happy to say this. She wrote me back 1 month later and she said, you know, she told her husband, and the husband forgave her. She told her parents and the parents helped her, and she is on her way to paying her debt. Happy story, right? But not all stories end that way. I want you to know each story has its own unique characteristics. But my point is this: if you are going through a difficulty right now, ask yourself, "Let us simplify it." And then you ask God to help you to go and zero in or on the one thing that you need to do. In our gospel for today, Jesus was a master of simplifying things, because the Pharisees, the religious leaders, they had 613 laws of Moses that they were trying to splice and dissect and look at how this applies here and how does that apply in that other situation and so on. But Jesus simplified it and said there are two greatest commandments: love God, love your neighbor. And if we can focus there, I want us to ask God now for grace. Can we do that? In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Lord God, I pray that you open our eyes to see the most important things that we need to do in order to love you, in order to serve you, in order to solve the problems in front of us, in order to overcome the storms and the trials. Father God, be our guide. Be the inner voice and help us to follow you every single day. And we're claiming in faith for your solution. We're claiming in faith for your miracle in Jesus' mighty name. Amen and amen.
Do you need someone to talk to? Do you want someone to pray with? My friend, we are here for you. Go to LOJ Pastoral Care in Facebook and message them through Messenger. Please know, you are not alone.